Again to your weekly Bible study. I'm Jay Mills, and we're going to continue our study of the Gospel of John, and we're in the first chapter of John, and we're going to continue beginning at the 35th verse, and we're going to go verse 35 through 50 today in the first book of the Gospel of John. So whatever Bible version you're using, you can follow along. I'm going to be using today the NIV version. I'm actually going to be reading it off my phone. And if you have a smartphone, and I think probably most of you do, one of the greatest ways to have access to the Bible on a regular basis is to get an app for your phone. Get an app for your phone that has all different kinds of Bible versions available. You can switch between versions. You can compare and contrast the translations. It's just a wonderful tool to be able to study the Bible, and you can pull it out anytime. You get the urge to be in God's Word, and it's just a great thing. So let's continue in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, the 35th verse. Just before I read that, I want to kind of review real quick. We had just finished up in our previous episode where John the Baptist had declared who he was, which was to declare that he was not the Messiah, that he was just the one who was coming to prepare the way for the Messiah. And also, we had seen where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and John the Baptist, in fact, witnessed the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus at the baptism. So here we go, verse 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And that concludes our reading for today. So what does this mean? Well, I think the thing that you can maybe take away from this today is that, Jesus started gathering his disciples with the, in these verses. And this was the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. And these disciples were going to see a lot of things happen over the next 3 years. Sure, they were kind of bandwagoners, probably, you might say, in the early times like this. This guy says he's the Son of God. Or at least John the Baptist says he's the Son of God. And he's the Messiah. They're taking a lot of things on faith right now in these early times as early disciples of Jesus. And, you know, sometimes that's what we have to do too, is take things on faith. And because we won't see maybe right away the fruits of our beliefs in Jesus. But as we keep the faith and we stick with it, we'll see many things happen in our life if we continue our relationship with Jesus and continue to pray and have Jesus in our life. And I think that's what we can take away from this, is these disciples were, in the early days, were taking a lot on faith, and they won't see truly what Jesus means for a few years to come. But they stuck with it, and you should stick with it too. So that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for listening. If you have any feedback or just want to make some comments or a prayer request, send an email to weeklyword2020@gmail.com. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. And I'd be very happy to pray for you and with you. You can also, if you're listening on the Anchor site, you can send me a voice message right through your computer, and we'll communicate that way. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week.